So, and is that not raised? We went offline last time, which is the left of the question. The Gemara just before the two dots, about 7 lines down in the white line. The Gemara had a question on Sunkus, where Machlokes is Sunkus and Kachon. There's a braisa that says that, I'm just saying about what we had, the braisa that says that the chickens are jumping on the chickens that were jumping from place to place and they broke cages. This is the third last narrow line in the Gemara. Third last narrow line of the Yudan base. Tana Bonon, Tana Gonin, Shema Fuji, Mokhe Mokhe, and the chickens that were jumping from place to place and they broke cages become fair. You pay the Shorim. If it's Ruach the campaign, you pay Katsunay. And so Kusen, you pay the Shorim. If it's Mahlik, you still present the common, when you pay the Shorim, you pay the Katsunay. So Rob asked the question a bit later on. Rob is about 5 lines down in the white lines now. I'm a Rob, Rob had a press official in my son for I understand the son for why he says you pay the Shorim. It's of a good some of the talks, categories, good for and therefore, just like if you damage it, you don't pay any shot. So, too, if the damage is when it's weird, when it's serious, when it's koyak, you also pay any shot if it plants its wing. It makes the wind, just breaks the kalim, so it's curry close, you pay any shot. But tell you the rubber house, I don't understand the rubber. What's happening with Rabbanon? Why did Rabbanon say very hard to them? And Rabbanon, if you group it on me, if they hold that truth is like group or could in every place to me, you should pay the whole, should pay the entire amount. We love you group it on me, and if it's not the group for it, you should only pay hard to them. You should not even pay hard to them. Hard to them, now we know, you shouldn't even pay hard to them. Hard to them, now we know this child. And in Job is asking, I don't understand Shabbat. May it take you a bit of happiness, and a bit of sorrow. Or you're saying it wasn't that animal that did it, so you shouldn't have to pay at all. Says Rashi. Rashi said, you know, this line. Kati nezek nami nami loi. So the Ashkechon, Kati nezek ele the Mishone. The only time you'll find Kati nezek is only by Mishone. Any which is normal, you will not find cuts in Ezek. So make up your mind. I will say they paid Nezek Sholi because you're saying Kirkus can go for you. But if you're saying not paying Nezek Sholi, why should you pay anything? You shouldn't even pay half. That's the cash of Rob, right? I'm so because I can understand why paying Nezek Sholi, even though it's not the animal itself, it's only Koya. Because we'll say Kirchhoff is good for it. The Kirchhoff generated through your action. It considered you yourself did it. But in the bottom, we don't understand. Where's the half come from? I think you pay the whole thing because you're going to say Kirchhoff is good for it. Maybe you're all Kirchhoff like is good for it, then you shouldn't pay anything. So why do you pay half? I don't know the Gemara's promise principle. Amarava says Java, the only law of Kigupu Yami. Then you know what chat is that they're upon the whole Kigupu Yami. So why shouldn't you pay it, Shoni? Well, have seen it in 3 years. Hill Pitzer, give me a law. And tell her that Jalapa makes me see that. When it came out, before we get to the point that I answered the end of last year, the point that came out when we were speaking about it afterwards. It's hold on, my Rabbah. Rabbah, it's not that he heard it from his Rebbe that there's halacha on Mishmi Sinai. So hold on, my Rabbah, it's mukar from the Rabbanon, then there must be this halacha on Mishmi Sinai. If we find Rabbah and say you pay Chatzin Ezek, if we say you say Chatzin Ezek, why Chatzin Ezek? I've got great cash, there's no such thing as Chatzin Ezek. I don't need to shalim or nothing. What's this Chatzin Ezek? Rabbah says it must be this halacha on Mishmi Sinai. They really should be Ezek shalim. The halacha brought it down. Hold on, my Rabbah, that job of the check is another. There must be the answer is that there is a halakha of the mission. That's all I can. And I thought I'd seen somebody mad with that. But that's the Chayyab Shah. He didn't know it before, and now he does know it, and I can pick it up. So it's the Bukha. It comes out from the Sugar, and there must be a lot of issues about Koyu. About Koyu. So now that we left off with the question, I just asked me this first time. Is it good? Koyu. But we asked the question when we were offline. So those of you that are hearing it now online did not hear it last time. But we asked the question, why did Rava wake up now? What, why didn't he have that same question on the Mishnah? The Mishnah also brought down the day of birds. The Mishnah said that if Hosan of it, Osha is true. If you're just Google for you should be an exorcist. If it's not Google for you should pay anything. Why would Rava wake up now and get to Brisa and not? That's the question which we asked last time.
And that it must be that it's a lot of what you see now. No, I'm not going to ask the position that it's a lot of what you see now. It can't simply be that I don't understand it as well, right? That's going to be said. It's a lot of what you see now.
I don't know. I can see the Mishnah giving me that tradition. The Mishnah is teaching me there was a tradition. If my rabbi teaches me on Mishnah, a long ago, imagine in 2022, if Shiv Meir turned up and said, you know, I want to tell you there's a lot of issues tonight. You're willing to accept it? No. So the Mishnah is there, Shiv Meir Kaitan, right? The Mishnah is.
No.
The Mishnah is teaching me
that. That's a question.
We find such a book with a lot of things that are being down things for half. But this is another one. We find by Sukkah there was 2.5, 3 walls, you went to them 2.5. So this must be another one. Yeah? Uh-huh. So this question, going back to the question which you're asking, why did Rava only wake up now and not ask it on the Mishnah? So that we are on Tuesday. So no doubt you set Tuesday and Wednesday nights. Anyone slept well? No, don't even see right. What's been bothering you? This is not a question that should be bothering people. What's charged? Why do I ask it now and not on the mission itself? There is a possible answer. Actually, something speaks out, but it could have been, you could have possibly thought of it yourself as well. Perhaps. On the Mishnah, the reason why you fire Hatanedek is because it's Mishnah. Maybe Troyas being Menatsin is not a normal thing to happen. And therefore, you fire Hatanedek.
Mishnah work at all.
Mishnah
is what the animal is actively doing or the result of that action. I mean, an animal walking is not Mishnah.
But maybe it's a shunna for the animal to kick up stones at it.
Well, not kicking up stones, it's just the stones that we
It's not with kavala, right? It means keren. Keren the Gemara said it's with kavala. We saw earlier Rashi said on the Mishnah, if it's mishuna, even without kavala, it would also be called keren.
The opposite of
mishuna? Yeah, look what it's doing. It's walking normally. When it's walking normally, something Mishnah happens.
But the man says Mishnah on the result or on the activity?
When I say result, I understand you meant the key getting broken. The stone kicking out. Perhaps the stone kicking out is something which is different to what's normal. As an animal walks, it walks. Normally, and everything stays calm. And the stone kicking out by him walking without intention Perhaps that would be called Mishnah. Perhaps that's called Mishnah. And therefore, I don't have a kinsh on the Mishnah. The Mishnah that you pay, cutting it, yeah, because it's Mishnah.
Sorry, I'm taking the Yosef's role. The vow is not Mishnah. The vow is Mu'ad on the animal.
Yeah.
For what's normal activity. So the animal's walking. Sometimes you can't predict what's going to happen after that. But if you're saying like the stone's coming out, that's normal.
There's a get there what the toe is going to be called. More than what the toe is going to be called. Karen, what the toe is calling Shen and Ring. It's having Agdar. What's the Agdar? A normal result, the normal thing that happens is a Shen and Ring. Something unusual, it comes under the category of Karen. So an animal walking down the street and treads on things, it's a normal result, and that's Karen and Ring. It's normal animal walks, stands on things. But maybe it's not so normal as it's walking along, the stone should get kicked up. Not as normal as walking, but maybe it's ready to get off care, maybe. But sure. But sure, because Russia has been out of the MS. I'm explaining why Robert didn't ask on the Mishnah. Maybe actually, I don't think it is. Maybe Robert says on the Mishnah, no, because on the Mishnah you pay nothing as a because it's Karen, maybe. Karen meaning it's unusual. It's unusual for the tourists to be kicked up unintentionally, but it's unusual for it to happen, and therefore, maybe that's why you pay a fancy never.
Animals still in the same exact
so,
normal direction. Sometimes the gravel is very tight.
We're coming out, and the shunah would be this, the shunah doesn't mean the animal did a different movement to what was normal, but a hezek that came out of unusual is called a mishnah. Maybe that's also mishnah. Maybe mishnah means the animal did everything exactly normal, like usual does. Something happened that is not normal to happen, and that's why it's incredible. Maybe that's called mishnah. So Robert didn't have any question on the mishnah. The mishnah said that if it kicks, that's possible, that's scary. And if it kicks up stones, also maybe that's called Mishnah. There's no question on the Mishnah. It's now the answer to what we asked. Why did Robert ask in the Mishnah there? Because the Mishnah understood. Maybe you could say, Shatna Mishnah is not something else. It's Karen, maybe because of Karen. So I don't have a question on the Mishnah. Why do I have a question on the Bible? Karen can be unintentional as well. We spoke about this in the first show. The Mishnah on that without Kavanah, the Mishnah Doctor's Vaw, the Gemara Doctor's Vaw, which he said, that an animal that went the dog that ate the sheep is doing it for their own honor. He's not doing it in order to damage. He's doing it for their own honor. And since it's Mishnah, it's called Karen. Yeah. So we more or less it. So you find that the chiddush, you find that kavanah, that Karen doesn't mean kavanah sanahadi necessarily. Karen can also be mishona. The activity that happened was something different. So you can refact. So the Mishnah don't have a kasha. Why did Rava not have shver on the Mishnah? Why you pay for the nezek on the after? But maybe tzuris is mishona. So one may even ask it now on the brayser. Any wind generating from it to bring a kli is Mishnah. Maybe that's Mishnah. So he could have asked on the Mishnah, then obviously not. What made it in the Braisa ask something? In the Braisa, he understood it's not because of Mishnah. In the Mishnah, he didn't understand it. Well, Braisa didn't. Oh, very good. Someone said you'd be Nezek Sholem. If it's Mishnah, you would be Nezek Sholem. Everyone wants to care. It's Chatzi Nezek. So if it's Mishnah, why would someone say Ben Nezek Sholem? Elamai is not Mishnah. Then shouldn't someone say you're Ben Nezek Sholem because of Regel? Whoa! So what's that happen? Why do I want to say Ben Chatzi Nezek? It's not Mishnah. So why make up your mind? Right? She said, by Mishnah, we find Chatzi Nezek. If things are not Mishnah, I Ben Nezek Sholem, but nothing. Where does it come from? In this writing, it's
thinking about so
then we should put what the Mishnah doesn't mention. The Mishnah doesn't say the shit of something. The men of the Mishnah could have been Karen. Maybe. Comes along the bright says it machlit is something that I'm going. Sumpah's only been as a shine, I get happy. The Sumpah's with Megalita, wind generating, is called very good. It's called normal. Right? It's called normal. And yet the Chachamim say you pay Chatzin Ezek. What's chat? Speed is a new thing. Chatzin Ezek Surya is not off a mission to Sinai. That's what Rabbi told. Now that we know, we go back to the Mishnah and we say Surya isn't normal, like Rashi says on the Mishnah. So it is normal. Why is it Chatzin Ezek? Because of the Chachamim. Definitely. Not off a mission to Sinai. Good? Be better than that. Right? Sure, I'm just explaining why some of the asked him on the right. My Robert asked the right of Mishnah. My answer was the Mishnah could have thought, mistaken, he could have thought that because of Aaron. We're now up to the two dots on your Zion on his base, on my Robert. Omar Yo, Kol Shemizom, Tommy, Benizoki, Mishali, Nezik Shoyan. Everyone got it? Opening words on the line of Lepsi, the Miriam, if you haven't seen to the Dabas us. Omar Yo, so 15 months on. Omar Yo, Kol Shemizom, Tommy, Benizoki, Mishali, Nezik Shoyan. It's a din and dog that Alokis, if you touch something, if he touches something, he's metaneous. That's the halacha. A dog is somebody who's Tommy, Avatono, if he touches the kli, he's Tommy. If he throws a stone at the kli is Tommy. So, oh my God, culture is dog Tommy. The dog is Tommy.
The
dog.
He throws a stone
at
the
kli. The kli is Tahoya. Pure. Oh my God, culture resolve Tommy, any action that resolve would do. That itself would be that the other thing is now Tommy, Benizokin, Mishali, Nezek, Sholi. Benizokin, you would pay Nezek, Sholi. Because it's considered your act. Culture resolve Tommy, Benizokin, Mishali, Chatzin Ezek. Benizokin, you only pay. Yossi, how did you learn this Gemara? What's Robert's Kiddush? The first part or the second part?
This one we don't
hear. I just went to be thinking something. When Robert said this Kiddush, what's he going to be with Kiddush? The Risha or the Sefer? Although. That question is a Tetzal from thinking about what Robert is saying. If you didn't think about Rava, then you're not going to know the question. So he's saying the Chiddush of Rava was third. Why? Maybe the first line. Rava said two lines. Culture is of Tommy, meaning Dr. Mishan Rizik Shani. Culture is of time, meaning Dr. Mishan Hatinet. So Mike is saying he's come to say it's the second line. Why? Maybe the first line of the Chiddush. Very good. Says Rabbi Yankov, I don't need Robert to tell me the first Kiddush whatsoever. Obviously, that's a total of Rego. If you learned a bright about to the point as well, you will no Kiddush in that whatsoever. Perhaps so, because my thought that Robert can tell us some type of novelty that is the Mikhail Ezek, even if there's no direct contact. Right, says the Gemara, the Rava, serious, all such me not. Right, so I see the Gemara says, Rava, serious, all such me. That means the Gemara, and we should also be thinking this way, the Gemara understood the Chiddush of Rava is in the last sentence. That's why the Gemara is going off on his questions. This question is a natural progression of the sugya. Robert tells you something, you have a question. Rava, so the Gemara only asks the second half and the second half of Rava.
Why?
Because the Gemara answered that there's another difference in the Kaddish.
I mean, how do you know the expert in the Gemara to think on that line and say, you're talking to the law? I don't know what it's all
about. It's but for an
endless. We took some statement and then in the academy,
okay.
Oh, we saw the teacher is
okay.
Rava tells us, I've been starting with something, and I've come and ended with something else. So, where do we find if I have Hatsinez? I have a tsuri and old chair, right? So, it's a tsuri again. Those are the two that we find, right? Now, where do we find the Lixolim? All over the place. Now, Rava is going to tell me, is in. Right? Where is Zov Tori? What's the case? Rashi does tell us what the case of Zov Tori is. Rashi tells us, look at this. Kagod, She, Zorak, Kefit, and Odom have a Tori. Or Minzokim, Kien, Tsurius, Hatsinetic. Rashi did tell us that we're talking about Tsurius, Hatsinetic. That part saying that you don't have a Rashi part of you is not true. So now that you have that, now you have to think, something you have to think before you, if you see the Gemara ask the question, you have to think, why did the Gemara ask that question? What was going on here? That the Gemara understood that no Kiddush will turn into Uthim. No Kiddush. It must be the concluding line, telling us very interesting, that they have Kiddush. Now we have what Rav is doing. Oh, that also don't need you to tell, right? So the Torah is all Tashmina. We don't know the Torah is. Why did he drop it to tell me? Why did he drop it to tell me that?
Well,
that's possible. No, there can be a Havana of a question. There can be something that you just can't even have a Havana to think that. I can have a Havana of Robert to just say, if I've got a question, why do you want to teach me Torah? Like, I have any Hammer that Rava wants to teach you, you know, the Hammer. Moshe is making a good point. You can have sometimes a statement that is not even worthwhile replying to. And sometimes you can have a statement which is a difficult statement which I'll reply to. There's no Hammer in the world that Rava's going to tell me, Nezik Shara. No Hammer. I'm not even going to think that Rava thought that I'd have a question on that. But I could have a Hammer in her. The Rava is going to tell me, so I have a question on him. I can't have such a happening. So mainly that's what the Gemara understood. It could be Rava is going to tell me, so I don't understand why should Rava want to do that. We know it's written.
Because
I'm saying, all we know there's a machlit about it. We don't know that we pass in light of the Hamim. The answer is, the first of all, we do know. We had the brains that were white. Stomach and bottom. Right? And the brains that told me like their bottom. And also, jump into Rabbim, I'll offer the Rabbim. But also, we didn't have a brain. So we don't need Rabbim to come and tell us the obvious. Not as obvious as Mazik, and that's what we should point out. Good order. So, since the Gemara, Rabba, Eglo, Meshechis, the growing. Sounds just six simple words, but what does it mean? Egla Mesheketh Bekroi Kamashma Lom. What does it mean? You have a Egla, what's translated from Egla? A calf, right? A calf. Pulling a wagon. That's what Robert's come to tell me. If you have a calf pulling a wagon and it's kelim underneath the wagon and get broken, is that nezek sholei or chatzit? Says Robert, if a zov would be doing, sitting on it, Rashi, what would it be? It'd be tome. So too. If an egg on several grid of a calf putting a wagon and it damages Kadim underneath the wheel, you would pay Nezek. So what was the chiddush of Rava? The opening line or the concluding line? Never. The concluding line, he said, we don't need you to tell me tzoros. We have a brother. We don't need you to tell me tzoros. The chiddush of Rava was the opening. Tell me, Kol Shevet Dov Tomei. Kol Shevet Dov Tomei is teaching me the way. That just as much as a dog would be sitting on the wagon, and then all the cane underneath it would be Tomei, so too if an egler is pulling the wagon, all the cane and the brake underneath it is going to be inherently shoddy. Kol Shevet Dov Tomei, egler Hashem is going. And the last part, called the doctor, is very partial to throw it to me. Right? So we did a U-turn in understanding Rama. We started off thinking that Rama was talking about culture of the physical action, but there's no chiddush whatsoever, and there's no harm, no Rama's going to tell me anything about that. And therefore, must be the last sign of the writer. The Rama's being the punch up. Right? Culture of the doctor, if you know so, you're going to be a continuity. We have difficulty on that. We don't need you to teach us that either. We know the story. We don't need you to teach us that. In your eyes. The Chiddush of Rava was the opening line. Kol Shevetov, Tomei, Chaim Nezek Shodim, Chaim Nezek Shodim. What's the case of Kol Shevetov, Tomei? Not physical touching. I got a case of Zov, Tomei, but not physical action. How? He's sitting on a wagon, and then the kingdom underneath it. I'll tell me why. He's not touching it. But Tommy has been telling me medics. He's sitting, waits, causing it, and having it on. So too, if you have an egg that my shepherd with growing, Canaan underneath that wagon would also be kind of medic shot.
That's the wagon
wash. Wagon went over it.
Right. Oh, because the wheels instead of feared it was went over like his own house.
You're talking about the talking about you're talking about Zocken. You're talking about the Zocken.
So that's the
Zocken.
It's not going to necessarily happen
because
the
weapon was broken. Right. Okay, so Ramela, that's the Kiddush. Kosher is on Tommy. If by Zob you're Tommy because Tommy made this, then by my Zocken you're Kayim. Why you're Kayim? It's called Regel. It's not called Soyuz, it's called Regel. Regel, it's called Regel. Why is it Regel? It's Mechubit in it. It's Mechubit the animal, that's called Regel. Rav is teaching us more. Rav is teaching us more. Not a question. Rav is going to come to say that the door of Regel is not just the animal itself. We saw already also the saddle and also something tied to it. Something tied to it is also called Regel. Yes. If it wasn't listed in the Brayt. The Brayt didn't mention this one. If it wasn't in the Brayt, it would be wrong. The Brayt told us the saddle and the bits in the mouth and the packs for the donkeys, the loads for the donkeys. That's what the Brayt told us. There's Rabbah teaching you. Thanks. In all of those, they're all tied with the animal. And therefore, if they're tied with the quang, they're tied to the animal, also it would be the gufo. It's all tied to the animal. What is the race? They're not tied to the animal. Stone that flies off. If something tied to the animal is all considered
beggar. What about the chicken in the mouth?
Very good. So here's where we had the eye in the mission said, if you have a chicken walking with a Z tied to it, it's serious. The rabbi said, he spoke to out. The rabbi said, what do you do with it tomorrow? The rabbi said, I put the rabbi shuma. That's it. But Rashi answered the question. Rashi said, there, the animal is furious. It's not being pulled along with the animal. It's that it happens to be tied to the animal. It's not breaking as it walks along. There's a new accident happening through it along. So nothing wrong with having a carrot that happens to be tied to the animal. Because not there if you know. So that's why there it was the Rashiya. Rashiya, because of this question. So back to our Gemara, what's the Gemara saying? Culture the dog Tommy, What's the case of Dov, Tommy? Dovid? Petrus. That he went, he's sitting
on the wagon.
If he's sitting on the wagon, then been docking, you're lying. What's the case of his docking?
Wagon goes on top of the clear and breaks it. Is that comparable at all?
Yeah.
Yes. Kosher b'zov, Tommy. B'zov sitting on the wagon. Then if the calf is pulling the wagon, you're tall. You're chayvin. What would be the zov would pull the wagon? And he goes over Canaan. On the Canaan, Tommy? No.
He's still connected to the wagon.
Is it Tommy? Is it Tommy? No. If a dog pulls the wagon, is the kid mother need to Tommy? No,
because he's
the gold ship is dog Tommy. But he's not your hiding in Charlie. What's the case? Gold ship is dog Tommy and Tommy is dog sleeping on it. But he's not your hiding in Charlie. Is that gold? If the car is pulling the wagon, excuse me, if the dog would be pulling the wagon, then it wouldn't be Tommy. So why are you hiding in Charlie? If the rule is whatever was in Zog, you're Tommy, but he's not behind the Nishonim. So we're picking two different cases. You know what? The dog sitting on a wagon, so the Eglah pulling the wagon behind the Nishonim. That's the connection. If an Eglah is sitting on the wagon and goes over it, yes, it's behind the Nishonim. Just like if a Zog would be sitting on it, it's Tommy. So if an Eglah is sitting on it, it's behind the Nishonim. But we don't have that here. We have a Zog sitting on it. And an egg of pudding it. When a dog pudding it, what would be the thing? Toy. So why then a dog it? So the fear is you're going to be trying to make solid.
Yeah,
but I'm not pulling the key, I'm putting the wagon.
Right,
then the wagon would be Tom. I'm not talking about the wagon, I'm just about the cave underneath the wagon.
And then, if the wagon
is still
going, the wagon rolls over,
it's going to keep on rolling. You're saying, Kosher b'zov Tommy. What do you mean, Kosher b'zov Tommy? Kosher b'zov Tommy has been zogging the time of the
Tzolim. I don't understand something.
And anyway, Rashi doesn't say that you say. Rashi says the dog's sitting on it. Doesn't say the dog's pulling it.
Yeah, because we have the case like with the mattress.
Yeah.
It's wrong with this. Touching it and then it continues to transmit. Once he ceases to be touching, it doesn't have an inherent tumor to itself, so it's not going to transmit tumor. Only if he's in contact with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so why not if he's pulling the wagon? He's in contact with the wagon, so why wouldn't it be in his tummy?
Because he's still around. Huh?
Asking
tumors to burn.
Yeah,
it's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying that the dog's sitting on it.
That's normally
what but that's not comparable. That's exactly the man who's not sitting because I'm putting it.
Right.
I wouldn't see your mom is not coming. Let's see, Rashi.
While he's still in contact with that, the flea, then it would automate that object, and then it all would be attached to him. But once, if he throws the soros, he's no longer in physical contact with that object, and they in contact with that other object. You follow what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you, there's a special halakha for Thomas the Kibbutz, which has got lots of problems to it, and the boy in China wouldn't, in this case, would not be called. Some of the symbols. Some of the symbols to the one thing, not to that. That's a big complication. We're showing the clearly that after the dog was put away, and underneath the wagon would be Canaan, and the skin would be found. Right? I'm saying that they But then let me see how This is the 100 minute of the month. Gemara's thought, calls it the Dov Tommy and hence the Gia, not Maskon. It happened that we thought it meant Negir. That's why we didn't think it was a chiddush of Rava in the Rish. But Negir Mas. Also, it's not Tori, says Rashi, Gigorin, Shadar, Chibit, of Odom, Havatori. From Minizokin, Ken Suryos, Katinin, Minizokin, etc. That's Suryos. And then we have Katinin. Read the Gemara, Rava, in Rashi, Suryos, of Rashi, you know, you see where I am in Rashi? That's where the line is busy. That's what Robert comes to tell us. Eglo Meshech has Bekroin. Also of Rashmi. Robert comes to tell me something else. Not the Gear Mash, the Moshech. He's going to tell us Eglo Meshech has Bekroin. Also of Rashmi. The Bezov, Tommy. For the Zov, the kingdom would be Tommy. What would be the case? In Hope of Kroin, Shandor. There was a crowing that went with the dog on it. On the crowing. What did he think on the crowing? In the wagon went.
What is it called?
Oh, okay. It's been pulled by an eggnog. So that's why eggnog. Yeah. A crowing that shows off, I don't know. The dog is on it, the crowing. And that when the groin went al gabei kelim on top of kelim, what's the din? Says Rashi, the tamei mishum medrash. The tamei mishum medrash. The dog was sitting on the wagon on the bottom of medrash. So then it's zokin. So the equivalent thing by the zokin is eglon shemosh from the groin. A wagon, a car that pulled the groin al gabei kelim. That's Kigufa, that's like Gufa, the Lake of Surgeons. The Mela, and hit his service, he tapas a crime. The Bizotar, if the stones picked up from under this wagon, where Benizotar, in that case, Zot would be Toy, Benizokin Nami, Zokin also then be considered service, you know, and you only have to pay half. Says Rashi, Rashi says this to a Rav Amir. You have a wagon going along. If the dog would be sitting on it, it's considered so it measures the game on Tommy. So too, if the wagon, if the car is pulling the wagon, it's considered Nezek Sholim and the king is behind the shot. I think you're a bit serious, you don't say how to win. You're asking that it's not comparable. How can you compare it to? The dog sitting on it is not comparable to a car pulling it. The dog sitting on it is measures. There's not putting it with the dog. No tourist man is there. So while you say the culture of the dog, all should have dog, Tommy, in the dog in your bed. This question is asked by the Rishonim, the Rosh, in the Shitta, the Kabetzer of Akhmet Kasha, and he does not answer. He leaves the shver. She's Troubles. That was it. Hicha Rosh, the Ma'inian Edla, Mishechas, the Kurin, the Zor, Sheyeshev, Alakurin. What's the comparison to a car pulling to a Zov sitting on it. The im hoyer Zov meishach eglo, I got out of Kedim. If the Zov would have pulled the wagon on the Kedim, I came into Oryan, the game would be tied. So how can you say, Kelton the Zov? Tomei, the Nizokin, I'm in the tournament, you're talking about a case of Nizokin, that duck in that case, the Zov would be tied. It's so funny, you're taking that case. I know one case the Zov is going to be tied. That a Zov makes it Tom. That's when he's sitting on it. But therefore, I'm going to tell you, therefore, if he's not sitting on it, if rather pulling on it, you're fine as a shot of him.
Why even have a Zov in the Zov? You just have why?
What's the Zov there?
You have a radio that's pulling the fire breaks something. You know, is it Shalim or that's it? And then you have a Zov sitting on it, all of a sudden now it changes. I mean, what question?
Yeah, that's the question. It's all sitting on here, so you're sitting. I got it. But the ancient is considered part of the in the case where he's sitting on it. You're considering part of the dog. That's when he's sitting on it. When the dog's pulling it, we don't consider the egg loaf, we don't consider our dog part of the dog.
Right.
So, no. We don't.
It's
so much so that the cane on the knees are talking.
Okay, but consider the wagon to be the dog. May better serve the point, even though it's a little bit, yeah, it's not like a saddle tied down, you're pulling, but there's sort of thing like electricity. You consider anything attached to the
Google. Yeah, you're saying a different shaman, it's not saying Russian. Yeah, you're saying a different shaman, it's not. In Russian, Russian says the keys of Tommy was sitting on it. Mm-hmm. That, the Rosh says, my idiom, my kesha, the words of Shua, my kesha, so impossible. So this kind of is very important in Rashi. I don't have a test in Rashi, but the other Rishonim say Dukhapshat, and it's more like modern medicine. What's the din if a dog pulls a wagon with a person on it? The person's on the wagon. What's the din if a dog pulls a wagon with a person on it? The person kind of tumah. Tumah's hesed, the new type of tumah. Tumah's hesed. A tumah, a dog, if you touch it, if he sits or if he moves, all those dissolve it in time. So Tumas Hesed moves. Hesed is also not moving. If an egg law, if a person's on the egg law, it is Tommy. Why? It's considered that the dog himself moves the person. So what do we see from here? We see that an egg law is considered part of the dissolve. The dissolve is tied to this, move this egg law, so it's hesed. The rabbis want to say that's what the Kabbalah means. As much as if a dog would be pulling a wagon, then anything on the kli would be tummy. So too, if an egg is a car, they'll pull the wagon, then anything underneath the car would be, anything underneath the wagon would be tummy. As much as if a dog who pulls a wagon, things on the kli is tummy. So too, if the car pulls the wagon, anything underneath the wagon would be nezikshon. Because if it's not tomei, then it's not being a chayev hatzi, a nezikshon. Yeah, anything with a zob would be tomei. What's the case? A zob pulling a wagon, not on the wagon, pulling the wagon. What's the din of the thing on the wagon? Tomei. So too, if a car pulls a wagon, anything that goes underneath the wagon would be an ezek shot.
If
a dog Tommy, if a dog would be pulling the wagon, things on the wagon would be Tommy. On the wagon would be
Tommy. On the bullet?
No, on the bullet. To use it.
How
that compared to something breaking? Excellent. Very good. That we're talking about is not pulling the wagon. He's pulling the wagon. And that's why it's similar to a car pulling the wagon. The dog should adopt Tommy, if it's not pulled the wagon, what's the thing of the gate on the wagon, Tommy? So could a car pull the wagon and damaging, now they're going to damage because the wagon goes over the gate and it damages them, it'll be higher than that. So what's the comparison? Pulling, it's not pulling. And a car pulling, a dog pulling can make something Tommy, and a car pulling can be kind of ending short. Yossi's grumbling, still not comparing. The dog is pulling and being metallic on it, and the car is pulling and breaking under it, right? Still not exactly the same case. It's a good deal better than the car crash. It's a good deal better, why? Because the car crash was talking about two different cases. Yeah, the dog on the kli, and a car pulling the wagon, Mark Chesson. If a dog would be pulling a wagon, would be if a dog would be pulling a wagon, there would be no tomato. What are you comparing it to? So we're saying that we're talking about a dog pulling, and dog pulling a wagon can make something talk. So we said that. So two, if a car pulls a wagon and breaks things, why would it break things? So you go over things would be Nezik Shana. Still a bit difficult because a car and dog pulling the wagons might be on it. And indeed, came underneath the wagon, if a dog would pull it over, what would it be? If a dog would pull a wagon and it would go over Caden. If it goes over, it rolls over the cable. It's been moving.
Yeah, that's
also,
yes.
Move. It's not moving. It'd be tall. It didn't move. They didn't move.
But it has to move.
It goes over. So that barrel is falling. So it's not an answer 100% every year. God said it's not Tommy, what we're saying, that was put in the wagon. And there's cases where it's Tommy because of the things on it. But he's looking at behind it and showing for the things underneath it. The dog is smart, it's not 100% there. The dog is only Tommy for things on top of it, because it has it. But things that goes over, you're sorry for. That the Zov is tied to ropes, which is tied to this thing, and he's pulling it along. And we consider it him, we consider the wagon, the Zov, Kigupo, even though he's only tied to ropes. That's the hitch to which I'm saying. Eglor, an Eglor is tied by ropes to this crow. Can we consider the crow as part of the Eglor? Can we consider it an Eglor? Let's look at Zog. If by Zog we're considering it, him, so too by the Zog we'll consider it the Egan. So what is it? You have a Zog walking along the street, pulling, don't ask him why, but that's what he's doing in a rickshaw. He's pulling the wagon. How's he pulling the wagon? He's tied to strings, which is pulling the wagon. And yet we say the wagon is considered the Zog so much so that anything on the wagon is solid. So too, the wagon is considered the goof of the Torah, so much so that it goes over anything every time. So as much as the Torah looks over Caden once again, so too, this Egan, this Torah, this crow, this wagon that goes over the tree is considered as if the goof of the day master is loaded. Now, I'm going to be stuck on what we just said. We built these three stages. We had I want to be distracted. I'm just going to read out from the book you use. It's just, it's obviously said it's a good thing. I want to say it. And then also, we're sharing it. And sometimes I'm not done it in the top area. Hello, Michelle. I might have thought, I'll read that out there, but some of you don't have any. So good days are coming in. Keep in shock. Shavarim, even on the lead game, but I've got it. The Shavarim aren't touching, I've got it. So maybe you'll say it's command deposit, no, me. They're tied to the string, and the string will touch that I've got it. Maybe you'll say it's a limit. Middle attack, if it's not connected to the car. Command deposit, no, me. Maybe it's not connected to the animal. The wagon is not physically touching the car. So maybe it should be tired. Maybe that's called psoriasis. The mashmallow. even the Iker Karboli and the Makabi, symptom groups that join between the Egla and the Shvarim, which I got on the Shvarim between the wagon and the Shvarim, the man, the Nogi, the Adola, the Tet, and it, he actually touches it. The Bechai Gamma, the Zob Nami Tome. In this case, the Zob will be Tome. Why the Zob Tome? The Zob will be Tome if it's considered he moved it. But here, he was tied to strings which were tied to the wagon, and yet you're dominant. So you see that a wagon tied to strings, tied to the ox, so the dog is considered dissolved in touch with the wagon itself. So to here, it's considered the wagon is connected to the car. So let's do a signal of what we just said. Try and build up. Let's do a signal. Rashi tells us that Shat and the Gemara also dissolved Tomei. Then he's not going to And as the child was talking about the Zov sitting on the wagon is the same as a car pulling one. The Rosh said that's very difficult to understand. It's not the same case at all. The Zov sitting is the same as a car pulling. It's not the same at all. But that's the catch of the Rosh. So we said the different shots of the wagon. It means that the Zov pulling a wagon is the time of killing on it. So to a car pulling a wagon, would be a guy for the damage it causes underneath it. It's still not the same because one's talking about getting on it, and one's talking about getting underneath it. It's still not the same. So the pshat of the Muki Yosef is just like that. That is, Robert's going to say a different point, not exactly where the came on, that's not the point. The question is, if you have something pulling strings, which is pulling a wagon, is it considered as if the wagon is part of the thing pulling? There is some type of severage between them, the strings separating between the two. If the wagon itself was somehow molded into the car, I would never share. But not, the wagon is tied to strings and the strings are tied to the car. What's the din in that case? Is that called one unit or not? What's an akimina? If it's one unit, then it's good for you. If it's not one unit, then it's a risk. We're trying to cut an edit. Let's learn that from Zor. That's what Robert thinks. What's the thing by Zom? The halacha by Zom is if you have a person tied to strings, which is tied to a wagon, then the any cane on that wagon is considered that the person himself moved him. Why? He's only tied to strings, which is tied to the wagon. Why is it considered as if he himself moved those canes? There it is, strings, wagon, all tied to the person, all one unit. It's all good for you, it's all this unit of the person, and every kind of Thomas Tessin. So the Tommy of Thomas Tessin, so the two with his offer would be the same. A wagon, strings, the animal is considered all one unit. It is if the wagon is the same unit as the car, and therefore it's if the car will do with those Canaan. And once it's in the car, will go to Canaan, as a Charlie, that's what all of us. Three stages in the mind. So I want to end off this week with a short, very short about Torah. There's a story, start with the about Torah itself. The Pasuk said that the end of the mission should have been. Okay. Okay. The Pasuk said in the end of. There we go. No, I'm looking at the obvious. I never ever meant to come to Kalashim. Come do a see. They can never come to Kalashim. Why can't they come? Why can't they come to Kalashim? Why can I'm looking at the obvious not come and be part of Kalashim ever, ever, ever? You know why? Because they did not give up Nechem and Mayim when they went out of the tunnel. So they can never come to be with us. And they also hired Binon Ben Boaz with Sarah and Ryan and Kaleko. They also did that. So they can never be part of the question is, but Sidri Shlomo and Tiros are putting up a lot of you may never, ever, ever, you should not ever try and find out how to do it and help them along. They're terrible people, off the record. Oh, so the question is, the obvious question, they weren't worse than the giant. The giant is terrible. And yet, Yeah, we have after three generations that have to come to keep our fathers. So why exactly change? So Rashi himself explained it. That's not him. Rashi explains that Mitzrayim, they gave us the home to be in. They gave us a home to be in. And since they gave us a home to be in, so therefore they can come be part of our family. Masha Egan. Now my problem, this is going to be the answer. Now my problem didn't give us a home to be, and therefore they can't. That's funny. The real reason why they can't come to be part of Klal Yisrael should be because the high has been on their boat to try and get rid of us, try and wipe us out. What's this opening word that says because they didn't give us left and right? The Pshat like this, everybody should start with it. Pshat like this. Had they given us left and right, then we'd have to have this element of our Torah to take to them. Exactly like Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, terrible, terrible things to die to. But they gave us something. We were stuck. We ended up with, they gave us a. We paid for that. We paid for it. We gave it a static save Mitzrayim. We did tons and tons of years of free work. So we paid for our living there. But they gave us a home. They gave us a home. There's a certain element of our cross of time we have to have for them. And the eventually says after three generations, they can come. So had they given us Nefim of mine, then even though they would have got bin of Ben Bo'ed, they would have put a terrible, terrible man to completely wipe out Klal Yisrael, had they given us Nefim of mine, we would have to have some element of our justification. They didn't do that. They didn't give us Nefim of mine. They didn't give us Nefim of mine, so there's nothing to stand in their foot. And therefore, they can never be part of Klal Yisrael. That's how Hashem's way of looking at it. So the Ben Yosef said that this is the lesson. That our every little thing, any little thing, Hashem is yet. Although the Mitzrayim were terrible, it was a terrible holocaust to the heathen, the amount of people they killed, the heathen they killed during the course of the Shiva was colossal. But they did something good, and Hashem is yet with every little bit of good, even if it's only a little thing, Hashem is yet. So they can't come to our Christ or straight away, three generations didn't come to our Christ. If you don't, if you have somebody that doesn't have anything in it, credit, no reason to be part of that, so I can never be part of that. He says, coming up to Yom HaNiroyim, it's something I have to think about, how every small thing, small point, how every small point counts. That's kind of the revolution, how the revolution relates to people. You have the material, they did something good, okay, they can be part of that. I'm an American, didn't do anything good, they only did bad, they don't get any attention. But I saw that it's not just how Hashem's reaction, it's also us. There's a pasuk, "Losisayid mitzu." You're not allowed to hate the mitzvim. We physically, we us, are not allowed to hate the mitzvim. Despite all the wrong shit they did, but despite all what we did, we are not allowed to hate the mitzvim. Why? Because they gave us this little home. There's a story I heard about this one. I'm going back now. I don't know when it was, 6, 7, 8 years ago, maybe even more. There's a story that one of these Tisha B'Av events that there was a teacher that got fired by his principal. And because he got fired, he had to go and live elsewhere. He was completely, he had to uproot his whole family, went to live in another town, and settle himself again. And years later, the Menahel, the principal that fired him, got a letter from him and said, "You should know, I uprooted myself, I had to go to start a new career. So I went to some writing lessons how to write, composing. And the teacher gave us a piece of paper and said, I want you to write down all the things you feel about the person you hate most. So you are on my mind. And I wrote down what I thought. How you fired me. I didn't have a promise about my kids as well. I wrote everything I could possibly think about you. And then the teacher says, now I want to take the same guy and now write something good about him. So I start thinking. Then I remembered. Yes, when I came into the town, you were there by the train station to welcome me. And when I was teaching, you helped me train, you helped me, gave me some ideas how to do. So I realized, yes, there were good things in me as well. So I'm writing a letter to thank you for those good things. But that's the point that which we're seeing from this. They decided to be terrible people, far less than principle. But they did something good for us. Did something good, we had to have a class of faith. An element of a class of faith. I'm saying, okay, but anyone who does something that every Jew has done something good for us, anyone who has anything good for us, we have to, even the person you hate the most, if you think about it, you find a good thing, the person will react that way, then the person will be doing some showing with the ball, but it'd be definitely a good eight of the coming up to you now, dear, to find all the good in every person, and everybody will find every good for us. Have a very good Shabbos.